Good morning, Basil, and good morning, Steve. Nice to be back with you. The Boeing 737 MAX continues to roll off the Boeing assembly line in Washington State, yet deliveries have stopped, and as you may have heard earlier this month, all of those aircraft are now grounded worldwide. Boeing is now making an all-out push to blunt criticism, churn out a software fix for that troubled flight control system, and allow airlines to get their fleets of the MAX back in the air. Yesterday, the top brass at the U.S. Transportation Department came in for a severe grilling by a Senate committee headed by Republican Ted Cruz.
My hope is we will get these planes back in the air when we can be confident that they are safe and they're not endangering the safety of the flying public.
You're not there yet, sir, I'm guessing, by your answer.
No, not remotely.
Questions yesterday, of course, concerned those 737 MAX crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia, which combined killed 346 people. The Transportation Department's Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is under fire over the way it certifies new planes. The main question, is Boeing too cozy with the FAA? Here's Calvin Scovell of the Transportation Department, and he was quizzed by Democratic Senator Tom Udall.
FAA has authority, complete authority currently, to exercise proper responsibility over aviation safety.
Are they too cozy? Are they too cozy? That's my pointed question.
But Scovell didn't answer. Southwest Airlines says the government's grounding of all Boeing MAX 8 jets will contribute to a $150 million revenue loss in the first quarter. And Milsey, the airline, says having its fleet of those planes on the ground instead of in the air has already resulted in the cancellation of 2,800 flights.
Well, even though they've been grounded, one still was flying.
There was one Southwest plane last week, I should say this week, just a couple of days ago. It was being flown on what's known as a ferry flight on Wednesday your time from Orlando, Florida, with only the cockpit crew on board, to a storage facility here in Southern California. Shortly after takeoff, that number two engine began to overheat and the pilots had to turn back to Orlando.
We're leveling off here at 2000 runway heading with engine failure on the right side.
And Milsey and Basil at MAX with a stricken engine made a safe landing back in Florida.